بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the month of Rajab with a dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajabin wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. The first night of Rajab is a night on which du'as are answered. This is a statement of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah. They all have said that there are five nights in the year wherein du'as are readily answered by Allah. And one of those nights is the first night of the month of Rajab. Why is that an auspicious night in which du'as are answered by Allah? Because that night marked the beginning of the most significant and longest season of worship. The season of worship that we are passing through right now started with the first night of Rajab, the sacred month of Rajab. And it continues through the month of Sha'ban. We experience the second best night, the second most significant night in the year, on the 15th night of Sha'ban. And it continues throughout the month of Ramadan, that same season of worship, and it ends on the day of Eid, the first of Shawwal. So because Rajab, or the first night of Rajab, marks the beginning of the significant season of worship, it is a night on which du'as are answered by Allah. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he made a dua, during a time when du'as are answered, the dua was, Allahumma barik. Allah grant us barakah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received each new day asking Allah for barakah. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra hadha al-yawm, fathahu wa nasrahu wa nurahu wa barakatahu wa huda. Asking Allah for barakah. Al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he received the fruits of the new season, making a dua for barakah. Allahumma barik lana fi thamarina, wa barik lana fi madinatina, wa barik lana fi sa'ina wa fi muddina. Al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he congratulated the newlywed couple, he made the dua, Allahumma barik barakallahu lakuma, asking Allah for barakah. There is a dua that we are taught to make when the couple is blessed with a new child. Barakallahu lakuma fil mawhubi lak. May Allah grant you barakah in this new gift that was granted to you. Barakah. Perhaps the most sought after and most significant dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make in everything was the dua for barakah. There is a dua that one of the great ulama, if I'm not mistaken, Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah, would make. Allahumma sallim sallim barik li fil maut wa fima ba'd al maut. Even in maut, oh Allah, grant us barakah. Even in maut. So at the time of birth, dua is made for you or for that newborn child, that let the beginning of life be upon barakah. Dua that is made, let the end of life be upon barakah. What is barakah? The concept of barakah, it is something that is beyond our imagination. It is something beyond any language to define and to explain. However, ulama have attempted to explain what barakah is. So one of the great ulama and scholars of the Quran, Al-Imam Raghib Al-Asfahani rahimahullah, he tries and he attempts to define and to explain the term barakah. He says, al-barakatu hiya al-khayr al-ilahi, al-barakatu hiya al-khayr al-ilahi, thabatat fi shay, fayazdadu numa'uhu wa kathratuh. He says, barakah is divine goodness. It is something we cannot understand. It is something that emanates directly from Allah. And it then descends upon something, and it is captured by something, and that thing now, it increases in its goodness, in its khair, and it increases in its blessings. So outwardly it may look as a little, outwardly it may look as small, outwardly it may look as insignificant, but it has captured barakah, and that will now become a source of contentment, a source of sukoon, a source of peace, and a source of goodness. So the child in whom there's barakah, the child becomes a great asset to the parents, the child becomes productive, the child becomes a source of sukoon, tranquility, peace, contentment, and goodness. That wealth, that maal, that wealth that has within it barakah, as insignificant and small as it may be, you will find that wealth will not only be a source of goodness, but it will be a source of raha, a source of contentment, while the wealth, and while the child, and while the home, and while the activity that is devoid of barakah becomes a source of regret, remorse, and discomfort, and anxiety. So the aim in life is to ensure that we capture barakah in everything we do, in everything we earn, in everything we experience, in every activity we are engaged in. The maqsad and the objective should be to acquire and to attain and to secure barakah. When you have barakah, you will find that something ordinary transforms into something extraordinary. That's what barakah does. Barakah is that divine, magical touch from Allah that makes something trivial into something completely magical. So one of the ways of acquiring this barakah is through the dua Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, oh Allah, allow my ummah to enjoy barakah, that which transforms the ordinary into extraordinary. Oh Allah, allow my ummah to enjoy that divine magical touch and divine energy. Let's refer to barakah as some energy. That divine energy, allow my ummah to enjoy it in the first part of the day. And that is why we do not sleep after Salatul Fajr. We are discouraged from sleeping after Salatul Fajr. Why? That is the time in which that barakah is descending in immeasurable amounts. In one hadith, Rasulullah says that is the time when the arzaq, when the provisions are distributed amongst the creation. So whatever you do in that time is mabruk, is filled with barakah. And you would have experienced that. Whatever you do in that time is far more beneficial. So long as there's khair in it, there's good in it, whether it is of a spiritual nature and ibadah that you are engaged in, whether it is of a physical nature, some physical activity that you are engaged in within the parameters, of course, of the sharia, whatever it may be during that time, will have barakah in it. Even that sleep will have barakah in it. Then you feel sleepy the whole day. That's the problem. So one is a dua that we should make all the time for barakah. But understand of the effectiveness of dua lies in you making the effort after the dua. It's pointless making a dua but not actively pursuing what you are making dua for. So there was a student who had a sheikh. And very often he would come up to the sheikh and he say, "Ya sheikh, make dua that Allah blesses me with pious, healthy children." What a beautiful dua to ask for from your sheikh, from your ustad. So the sheikh said, "Yes, of course, I will make the dua for you." Sometime later, the sheikh, he asked the same student, "Was my dua answered? Has Allah blessed you and your wife with any children?" He says, "I'm not yet married." What's the point of making the dua for children when you have failed to make the necessary effort required? So 99% of the effectiveness of the dua, and to show the genuineness of the dua, is to follow it up with active pursuance and pursue and follow up that which you are making dua for. So one is the dua that we should make for barakah. We made the dua in the month of Rajab. We continue making the dua in the month of Sha'ban. And we now ask Allah to allow us to reach and arrive at the month of Ramadan, which is also Shahrul Mubarak. There is so much of barakah in the month of Ramadan. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the last day of Sha'ban, when he addressed the Sahaba, he says, "Innahu qad atakum shahrun azim," shahrun mubarak. A great month and a mubarak month. A month that is filled with divine energy from Allah. Whatever you do in the month of Ramadan, it will be far, 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 far more rewarding. It will be far more productive. It will be far more beneficial. It will be far more greater than any ibadah that is carried out any other time. Divine energy. And that's why even the suhoor, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Tasahharu," don't ever leave out the sehri meal, the pre-dawn meal. Don't ever leave it out. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam discouraged us from leaving out the sehri meal to the point and to the extent that he says the difference between our fast, the difference between our roza and the fast of the non-Muslims is that they do not observe suhoor. They do not have sihri. What did he say about suhoor? Tasahharu fa inna fi suhoor barakah. Have sihri. Even if it means you have a few sips of water, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Even if it means you have a date at that time of the morning. Why? That meal has that divine energy within it. So it will not only give you physical strength, but because of the divine magical touch known as barakah in it, it will also give you spiritual energy and spiritual strength. So everything about the month of Ramadan is mubarak. Everything about the month of Ramadan is mubarak. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in the hadith, "Inna li rabbikum fi ayyami dahrikum lanafahat." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, during your existence on planet earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he releases a breeze, a special breeze. And the special breeze, it will pass over the people of the world. A special breeze. What breeze is this? A breeze of rahmah, a breeze of mercy, a breeze of compassion, a breeze of clemency, a breeze of forgiveness. We experience one such breeze on the 15th night of Sha'ban. That was a nafaha from Allah, a special breeze from Allah. But our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when Allah releases those nafahat, those bouts of breezes of acceptance and compassion and love and forgiveness and mercy, when Allah releases them, ala fata'arradu laha. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, present yourself to it. It will pass, but if you are not willing to acquire it, then you will remain deprived of it. You must actively go out and show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it is what you need more than what you desire. And one of the greatest sources of barakah. So the one source of barakah is the dua that you make. And there are many other sources of barakah, avenues and ways through which you can acquire this barakah. The greatest source of barakah is the Qur'an. The Qur'an. The Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in more than one verse of his kalam, that هذا كتاب أنزلناه مبارك. This is a book that we have sent down to you. It is Mubarak. It is filled with that barakah in it. The more you are attached to the Quran, the more you will have barakah in your life. The more you are attached to the Quran, the more productive you will become. The more you are attached to the Quran, the more sukoon, tranquility, raha, contentment, peace you will feel in your life. And that's why in the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, the home in which there is the tilawa of the Quran, yakthur khayru. The khayr in that home will be abundant. The goodness in that home will be abundant. يَكْثُرْ خَيْرُهُ وَيَتَّسِعْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ. And living in that home will become comfortable. As simple as the home may be, as small as the home may be, but living in that home will become comfortable. Why? Because you are engaged in that home, and that tilawa, it is filled with barakah. وَتَحْضُرُهُ الْمَلَائِكَ وَتَحْجِرُهُ الشَّيَاطِينَ. The angels will come into the home, the shayateen and the jinn will leave that home. And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the home in which there is no tilawa of the Qur'an, the home in which there is no recitation of the Qur'an, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, يَقِلُّ خَيْرُ. The good will be very little in that home. وَيَضِيقُ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ. Living in that home will become uncomfortable, as palatial, as spacious, as comfortable as it may seem. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, life will be uncomfortable in that home. وَتَحْضُرُهُ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَتَحْجِرُهُ الْمَلَائِكَ. The evil jinn will enter into that home. The angels will not come into that home. So the greatest source of barakah that we have with us is the Qur'an. And this month of Sha'ban was known as Shahrul Qurra. The pious would refer to it as the month of the reciters, the reciters of the Qur'an. Why? Because in this month of Sha'ban, they would dedicate themselves to the tilawah and the recitation of the Qur'an in preparation for the month of the Qur'an. We observe the 50 fasts of the month of Ramadan to celebrate the revelation of the Qur'an. And that's why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defines the month of Ramadan, you and I will define it as the month in which we fast, or the month in which we offer the Taraweeh Salah, the month in which we eat suhoor and iftar. But when Allah defined the month of Ramadan, what did He say? شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The greatest event of the month of Ramadan is that the Quran was revealed in it. So we must attach ourselves to the Quran. The pious, they were so particular about this that it is said about some of them.